Hello and welcome to Guide Choose 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached day 92 and today we are going to talk about how and why we set, create and achieve annual successes. And so the first point I wanted to just bring up was that why do we even bother? And what's the point when, you know, sometimes you keep getting knocked down? Or why do we even choose to achieve anything? So, you know, that's really what it starts with, is first of all, we've got to start with that intention. And this generally is what drives our life. We find when there is no intention, when there is no purpose, when we don't even feel like that there's any point, this is when, you know, things tend to either go wrong or you just are just another machine, just ticking the time by, you know, to get things done. And, you know, I'm not that person. I would hate to think anybody lives that type of life where they dread every day. I mean, it must be awful. So, you know, I really want to be that person to help either one, motivate you, two, give you some tips and tools to be able to not be that person. And number three, just to maybe have a different perspective on life. You know, there's just so much to look forward to. And by using some of these tips and setting them up, it's definitely going to help you on your way to success. So, you know, having intention, then it also helps to create passion. And as you begin to enjoy yourself and all you do, you'll find this passion grows and your intention becomes fuller and you start to feel more fulfillment. It also starts to create a new sense of energy and new flow in your life. When you have intention and passion, that then becomes fulfilling and you start to actually enjoy it, and you'll see that everything else around you starts to fall into place. So setting those annual, quarterly, monthly and even daily successes, and they don't have to be big and they don't have to, you know, they can be small or vice versa. Just depends on where you're at and what you're trying to achieve. You know, are you trying to create global peace or find the cure for cancer, or is it just getting up each day and telling someone that you love them, or, you know, smiling at someone as you're walking down the street? So all these things are successes, and everything that you do is a success. So if you can shift your perspective and to think of it that way, then you'll start to see, like I said, that energy will start to flow and your life starts to become a lot more fulfilling. And this energy I'm actually talking about is felt then by others around you as well. And, you know, once you've got all of these things all lined up, you're starting to have little goals each day, setting weekly goals, setting, you know, even hourly goals, you'll find that this energy that you're creating, this fulfillment, people will start to notice it. And then the energy around you shifts and changes as well. And this then starts to attract different people into your life. You then become acquainted with different people. You may even create new friends. And, you know, this is how your vision and your intention can actually start to grow. As you meet new people that are also on the same pathway as you and are wanting to that have fulfillment in their life as well. So, you know, be sure to be good and kind to all that you come into contact with, you know, because I believe that we are all mirrors of each other for whatever purpose that is, whether that's to learn about ourselves, whether we're learning about other people, whatever it is, we are mirrors of each other, and we need to be kind and gentle and understanding as well. So, you know, sometimes when I coach people, it can be a little harsh. But, you know, we've all heard the saying that tough love sometimes is the only way. Not always, but you can still do that with a good heart and having good intention. So, yeah, just learn and grow from each other along the road to success. So there you have it. Intention creates passion. Passion creates fulfillment. Fulfillment then creates new energy, new flow. You start to attract new people. And these successes or these little wins, you know, each day at a time add up to big ones. And that's success. So, yeah, a few tips there. Good luck with your new goal setting if you're not that person already. And for those of you who are, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So go out there and yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow.